Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. For the first time in a while, I have quite a bit of fun travel coming up this summer, and I'm really counting on Macy's to help round out my wardrobe for some of these trips. Right now, I've got my eye on a new bag and sandals from Coach and some super cute tops and dresses from Macy's On 34th brand. And you can never really have too many pairs of sunglasses. And there are a lot of cute options to explore right now. If you need a little help getting your summer look together, shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. You may have heard that most people who are Black have O-type blood. O is commonly needed for emergencies. But did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now. Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 141 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. Today, we'll be chatting about some of the intricacies that might come along with being in a situationship. For those who might be unfamiliar with this term, a situationship is basically the updated version of friends with benefits. This is someone you're physically intimate with, but for one reason or another, you're not in a committed, monogamous relationship. And while it can be fun and games, there are definitely some things you want to be aware of. So that's what we'll be digging into today. Some considerations on whether a situationship is right for you, and some tips for managing them. So the first thing that I think is important when you're deciding about whether a situationship is a good fit for you is that you have to be really honest with yourself. You know yourself better than anyone, so you know whether or not you're cut out for this type of no strings attached relationship. The next thing I think is important to consider is who this person is. A situationship with the ex you broke up with 3 months ago might not be the best idea. And this is where I feel like a lot of people go wrong with situationships. For a lot of people, a situationship evolves with an ex because somebody or both parties isn't quite ready to let go. And I want to warn you that this is where feelings can get really hurt. Let's say your ex ended it 3 months ago, but y'all still been in contact and sleeping together every now and then. But there's been no conversation about whether you're getting back together or what's even happening. And it's likely you're afraid to even ask the questions because deep down, you know the truth. They're not interested in resuming the relationship, but y'all are familiar, sex might be good, and it works, as long as you don't take it the wrong way. Undoubtedly, before too long, you're going to have to face the truth about what this situation really is. So I want you to think long and hard about whether an ex or someone you've had significant feelings for is the best person for a situationship. In terms of being honest with yourself, beyond even deciding who might be a good match for a situationship, I think it's also really important for you to be honest with yourself about what you really desire. If what you really want is to date someone seriously, don't feel like you have to be in a situationship just because you think it's all you can find right now, or it feels like it's what everybody else is doing. It's totally okay for you to desire something different if you like. On the flip side, if you found that you're someone who really enjoys situationships and they work for you, that's okay too. Don't feel pressured to be in something more serious if it's not what you really want. The next thing that's really important in a situationship is making sure that there is active communication and discussions about expectations and boundary setting. Even though a situationship might not be a committed monogamous relationship, it's still a relationship. And in any relationship, communication is important. And it's really important to ask the tough questions. Do you want them spending the night at your place? Are y'all going to act like strangers in public? Do friends know what's going on? What happens when somebody becomes interested in perhaps dating someone else? It's important to be able to express what kinds of things are okay or not okay for you, and vice versa. And it's really important that everyone have an understanding that these things might change, which is why it's important to continue to check in with one another to make sure that you're still on the same page. Another consideration I think is really important to keep in mind is what happens when the situationship ends. These relationships can run their course for lots of different reasons, and what I've found is that a lot of times people are shocked about the magnitude of their feelings about the ending of situationships, and they don't quite know how to process it. Even if you didn't want anything serious, when you're used to being around someone and they've become a part of your life, it's hard when the relationship ends. So first, I don't want you to downplay the validity of your feelings just because it wasn't a committed relationship. Your feelings are still valid, and if it hurts, it hurts. It's okay to give yourself time and space to feel these feelings and to move through them. Another piece that's important in processing your feelings when a situationship ends is finding the right people to support you. This may be complicated, especially if the relationship wasn't something that a lot of people knew about. But it's important to find someone who won't make you feel silly for whatever you're feeling and who can allow you the space to work through whatever you're feeling. If no one in your circle fits the bill, then getting some support from a therapist might be really helpful in processing how you're feeling and giving you some strategies on how to support yourself with your feelings. Finally, I think it's really important for you to note that despite all of your best efforts and all the best communication and boundary setting, sometimes you thought you were signing up for a situationship and somebody changes their mind. Maybe spending time with this person allowed you to see a side of them you hadn't before. Or maybe they now have deeper feelings for you. The important thing here is to be honest with one another and talk about whether exploring something more serious is something either of you is willing to consider. It may be a no, but the worst thing to do is to pretend as if the feelings don't exist. So, I want to know, what kinds of things do you consider when deciding whether a situationship is right for you? Do you have tips on how to set expectations or things you've learned after a situationship ended? I'd love to continue this conversation with you on social media, so be sure to share your thoughts with us on either Twitter or Instagram using the hashtag TBGInSession. And don't forget to share this episode with two of your girls so that they can join us in the conversation as well. If you're looking for a therapist, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic and meet some other sisters in your area, come on over and join us in the Yellow Couch Collective, where we take a deeper dive into the topics from the podcast and just about everything else. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YCC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.